Continuing on with our news focus, we are to our story of Japan and the recent developments that have happened. Concerns are rising, but also have been muted, according to some critics, after Japan announced last month that it's leaving the International Whaling Commission, the IWC, to resume commercial whaling in July for the first time in 30 years. It did say they would no longer go to the Antarctic, though, for much criticized annual killings. But let's welcome Professor Peter Bridgewater from the Institute for Applied Ecology and Institute for Governance and Policy Analysis at the University of Canberra. Professor Bridgewater served as chairman of the International Whaling Commission from 1995 to 97. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you with us. Now, I suppose as someone who has served on the chair of the IWC, this is something of particular interest to you.
Well, it is, and it's also a concern because, unfortunately, if Japan does leave, and it seems to have that intention to leave the IWC, and therefore the convention which established the IWC, it means that there is one strong voice within that commission that will no longer be there, and that kind of signals a bit of a breakdown in international relations.
So I would assume that your stance on this is that it's mostly negative in terms of Japan's latest decision.
Unfortunately, I think it is negative, but what I would like to try and get across to people is that I personally do not see that this is necessarily something that Japan has simply brought on itself and done. I mean, it has done it unilaterally, but it's done it because, in my view, it is not being treated as effectively as it should have been within the IWC discussions.
Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of Japan's decision, they're claiming that the stocks, that they've recovered enough to resume commercial whaling. A statement by Japan's government said the IWC was not committed enough to one of its goals of supporting sustainable commercial whaling. So what's your take on that?
Well, this is really the big problem, that the actual words in the convention about what the IWC should be doing is that it should pursue the proper conservation of whale stocks, which is interpreted by one group of countries as meaning that you don't touch whales at all. But if you read on, it says, and thus make possible the orderly development of the whaling industry. So the problem is you have a convention that was created in 1946 by whaling nations to try and regulate what was already then becoming apparent as an unsustainable industry.
Mm-hmm.
But it was designed to support the industry. It was not designed to support the conservation, pure conservation of whales. Now, there is a very strong argument for conservation of whales, and there are very strong animal welfare arguments as well. But these are not the ones that are in the convention. And the problem is that if you're going to use what I will call an antique convention for the 21st century problems, then you really run into difficulties. And this is why one of the reasons, I'm sure, that precipitated Japan's unfortunate statement that it will leave.
Mm-hmm. And now the Australian government, they expressed disappointment over Japan's decision, even if Japan said their whaling will be restricted to Japanese territorial waters and economic zones. Could you give us a little bit more insight to the Australian position?
Well, the Australian position is as it has always been, as it has always been since Australia stopped being a whaling nation, because we were a whaling nation up until 1978, and few people really understand that. However, the Australian position has always been, since the global moratorium, that no whales should be killed at all, anywhere, at any time. And that was a viable position, in my view, for a decade or so. But unfortunately, it's not defensible in scientific or conservation terms. It is defensible in animal welfare terms and in moral and ethical grounds. But these are not the grounds on which the convention is founded. And this is where I think we have a problem within the commission, and we've had a problem for several decades, that a group of countries led by Australia, the UK, New Zealand, the USA, from time to time, and I'll come to that in a moment, are all very strong in saying that there should be no more whaling of any kind. No more whales should be intentionally killed. In my view, that's a very defensible position. But Japan argues that, well, actually, we believe we can do this, and we believe we can do this in a way that is as humane as possible with any kind of wildlife, and that there are cultural reasons why at least some of our population actually still use whale meat in traditional ceremonies.
Mm-hmm. Cultural reasons, but also it seems that scientifically an argument is being made as well. A certain group of marine conservationalists, they perceive this as a positive development. Considering their argument, though, isn't it better then to restrict Japan's whale hunt to its own waters and exclusive economic zone and protect the species elsewhere? Because before this decision, we know that Japan was also conducting, well, essentially the same thing under the term research in the Antarctic waters.
Yeah, and this is where you really get into problems, and it becomes quite interesting, because there's been a lot of criticism for many years that Japan's whaling that it undertook in the Southern Ocean was done under a provision in the convention, a valid provision, a legal provision, that enabled any nation that was a member of the whaling convention, they could, in fact, undertake whaling for scientific reasons. Mm-hmm. They could issue themselves permits. Now, this sounds, in the 21st century, this sounds a bit bizarre, but that's what's in the legal terms of the convention.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem is that the take of whales that Japan was whaling in the Southern Ocean, minke whales, was perfectly sustainable. There were no conservation threats. There are no conservation threats to that population at this moment. That may change, but at this moment, no. The problem with Japan fishing for whales in its own territorial waters, which again will be minke whale, mm-hmm. is that that population is far less sustainable, mm-hmm. as far as the science will tell us at the moment. It's not unsustainable, but it means that you're dealing with a smaller population, it's genetically restricted, and there are therefore longer term potential for damage in whaling such a restricted population. Now, that's not the only place that happens, by the way, because there's a whole other area of discussion that people don't like to raise, countries don't like to raise, which is the so-called Aboriginal subsistence whaling.
Okay.
And this is whaling that is undertaken by Inuit people in Greenland and in the U.S. and to some extent possibly even in Canada too. That's legal under the convention, and the U.S., in fact, has to argue every 3 years when the numbers come up that there should be whales taken, for example, in Alaska. But that whale population is also really quite significantly, it's not necessarily endangered, but it is not certainly one of the most abundant populations. And so you have all these dilemmas coming to the fore where countries, and that includes countries that are such as Australia, New Zealand, UK, and so on, that are very, very anti-whaling, they have not had the real ability and not the real desire to talk against Aboriginal people undergoing whaling for subsistence,
mm-hmm.
which is something they've done for centuries, if not millennia.
Well, that seems to bring up another question, too, about the motivations behind this, political or economic. There was an interview from Paul Watson from the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, and he argued that Japan is not resuming whaling. They never stopped. And he points out that to a political reason why this business continues, shedding light on the link between Japanese politics and the whale industry, which is largely controlled by former politicians and Yakuza. Do you also agree that Japan's latest decision to leave is as much political as it is economic?
The problem with the whaling issue is that you could, if you wanted to make decisions on whaling from a scientific conservation viewpoint, it would be a very easy mechanical process so to do. But ever since the moratorium on whaling has been brought in, their politics have intruded. And politics operating at local level, at national level, and at international level, and they all mix.
I see. Well,
you mentioned the Sea Shepherd. The Sea Shepherd has made more problems within the international whaling environment than anything else. They claim, for example, that they are a leading conservation body. They are not a conservation body. They are a body that is about interfering politically in established conventions. And some of the things that they have done have certainly, I'm sure, led to Japan's decision that, again, may well be influenced by internal politics in Japan.
I see.
But nonetheless is a decision.
Well, I'll have to jump in and cut you off. I imagine that this will continue to be a complex dilemma with many different dimensions. But Peter Bridgewater, again, thank you very much for sharing your comments with us this morning.
No problem. Thanks. Nice to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Cheers. Professor Peter Bridgewater of the University of Canberra.